gonna make it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just, if I could just slow down enough to rest.
Yeah.
I've got all sorts of deadlines that are happening this week.
Okay. What if you ate something, say it didn't disagree with your kid, you know? It might come back up. What would you call that?
Vomit, throw up.
Okay. What about any crude names for it that you would consider to be crude?
I really can't think of any of them.
What if some place was haunted? What would you say is in there?
Ghost.
Okay. Have your
spirits.
Yeah. Have you heard anybody use different names for the devil?
Satan.
About different social events.
Parties, functions, socials, get-togethers, family gatherings.
What about the kind where you might have music and dance?
Party. A gala.
What?
Gala. That would be for more formal. A gala. Uh-huh. A more formal gathering.
Mm-hmm. How would you spell that?
G-A-L-A.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. What about weddings? Who would you have that would be a participant in a wedding?
Well, you would have the bride and the groom, of course. You'd have the attendants, the bridesmaids, flower girl, ring bearer.
Okay. What about
ushers?
What about the groom? Would he have somebody else?
Yeah, generally the ushers would be, well, the attendants also. Groomsmen?
Would you use that?
No, I wouldn't. I have heard that used before, but no, I would not.
What about after a wedding?
Reception.
Okay. And then what if somebody died? They would have a
funeral.
What would you bury them in?
Coffin.
And where? Where would people normally
be? A graveyard. Cemetery.
Would you say there's a difference between what you would call a cemetery or a graveyard?
To me, a cemetery may be larger.
What about at the church?
Graveyard, maybe. Well, I guess you could have a cemetery or a graveyard at the church.